Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. About to begin our study of the fourth Perek, Perek Benot Kutim. And this Perek in the first few Sugyot will deal with the status of people who are not Jewish, who are close to being Jewish, different sects, as far as their status vis-a-vis Nidah and Ziva. Benot kutim nidot me ari satan. It's important to introduce the kutim here. The kutim are what we refer to as the Samaritans, and in the times of the Mishnah, the kutim were understood to be possibly legitimate Jews whose practices varied from normative Judaism, insofar as they accepted everything in the written law more or less literally, but did not have the rabbinic tradition. That will lead to part of the issue here. So therefore, they are judged to be nidot from birth, really from the crib, or from the cradle. Vakutim etamim mishkav tachton ke'elyon meshahin bo ale nidot. And the male kutim are considered to be metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, which in usually in halachic literature means that anything that they sit on, no matter how many layers underneath where they're sitting, is tame midras. We'll see that that doesn't mean that here. But what's the reason for this? Gzeiram imnei shahin bo'al nidot, because their wives are all nidot, and therefore they are bo'el nida, and metame mishkav tachton. Now, v'hen yoshvot al kol dam v'dam. The problem is that the women observe every kind of dam as nida, which of course should make them fabulously not nidot. So we'll see why that's the case. However, if one of these nidot or their husbands walk into the mikdash, they're not chayav for violating biat mikdash, and we do not burn truma that they've contacted because their entire truma is misafek. Okay, Echidami, let's see what the case is. Either Kachazian, if these little girls see Dam, so I feel Didan Nami, then even a Jewish girl should be an Ida. Vidalochaz Kachazian, if they don't see Dam, then Didu Namilo. Then their Dam should also be not, then there's no reason to call them Nida if they haven't seen Dam. We're talking about the default case where we haven't checked, so we don't know. Since we have a small minority of young girls who see Dam really at a very early age, that they might all be in that category, as long as we haven't checked. Who is very famously the Tana who is Choshesh the Mute and is concerned with the minority of cases? We've seen this several times before as the identifier of Reb Meir as the one who is Choshesh the Mute, that a Katan Oktana, meaning let's say a boy who's 10, so he's above the age of Bia but below the age of Da'at, and a girl who's let's say above the age of 3 but not yet 12, Lochotzim v'lo miyamin. Either one of them thrown into a Zika situation does not do chalitza nor yibum. Divrei Reb Meir. Amrula Reb Meir. So Reb Meir's colleagues responded, Yafe amar tashen chotzin. We are with you on the fact that there's no chalitza. Why? Ish katuba parsha. Because in the parsha of chalitza, the man is called an ish. Kacha yeyaseh la ish asher lo yivneh beit achiv. Makshir anisha la ish. We compare the woman to the man. Therefore, they both have to be of age and have da'at. Matam en miyabmin, but what's your reason, Reb Meir, for saying they can't do yibum? Yibum doesn't need da'at. Amalan katan shema yimatsei saris, katana shema timatsei ailunit, because in each case we're concerned that they may prove to be exempt from the Zika, because, and it's very unlikely, but it's faintly possible, that he will, the kid, who's Lyle 10, will never have simanim and be a eunuch. And the girl, who is, let's say, 10, may never have simanim and turn out to be an ilonit. And so pokin be'erva shalom malka mitzvah. And then their bia that we would be enabling would actually be a violation of the Torah because it's achot eshet achiv shalom malka mitzvah. Rabbanan say zil bat daru b'diktanim, rov tanim lav sarvisim ninu. We follow the rov of boys. Most boys turn out to be sexually healthy. Zil bat daru b'diktanot, rov tanot lav ilonit ninu. And same thing with girls. Okay, so now we know that Reb Meir is Choshesh the Miuta, although we've of course known that for quite a while. And the question is whether that statement of Reb Meir in the context of Yibum would then be transferable to our case of Nidot of Kutim. That's something that's common or that happens. Miyutah lo shchiach mishamat leh, but a girl a day, a one day old having dam, who ever heard of such a thing? The answer is not a miyutah shchiach, who actually does happen. D'tanya, we have two brightot and a report from Humadita. Amar of Yossi ma'aseh ma'ein bul, in the town of Ein Bul, hitbilu akorim li'ima. A girl was born and she had to go to the mikvah before her mother went for that leida. In other words, within 14 days, this girl had already become a nida and finished her 7 days. The Amar Rabbi ma'aseh beit sharim, Rabbi's town near Haifa, v'itpilu ha'korim li'ima, same thing. V'amar of Yosef, now we go to Pumbadita, a couple hundred years later, Maser, 100 years later, Maser v'pumbadita, v'itpilu ha'korim li'ima. Now, based on Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi, let's just take a look at this. V'shum trumat Eretz Yisrael, we understand in Rabbi's time, trumat Eretz Yisrael, like today, was in operation. And therefore, because of the issue of truma, this little girl, we didn't want her to have contact with truma. We put her in the mikvah. Rav Yosef Lamali, but in Pumbadita, what would be the point of it? This girl's not betrothed, not about to have relations, she's just born. V'amar Shmuel, ain't truman chutzlarts asura. So they would practice truman chutzlarts, but the level of tum'ah that would affect it was much lower, was much higher, shall we say. And Shmuel said, it's only a problem, elimisha tum'ah yotzeit migufo. Important parenthetic note is that all of Tumah could be categorized as Tumah Yotzeit Migufo and Tumah Shelo Yotzeit Migufo, meaning when your own body is generating the Tumah, Zav, Azava, Balkari, Metzora, Yoledet, comes from your body, as opposed to all the other Tumot, Tumat Mei, Tumat Sheretz, Tumat Nevela, that all are coming from an external source. So therefore Shmuel says the only one who's not allowed to have any contact with Truma in Chutzlaritz is somebody who generates a Tuma. Well, that's still our girl because she's in Nida. Manimili b'achila, but that's only about eating. A two-day-old girl is not going to eat Truma. I'm going to gi alo, but touching it doesn't affect it, said Shmuel. So therefore, what's the problem? Why does this girl have to be put in the mikvah? Amramar, zutra lo nitzucha el socheh shem enchil Truma. It's because of a case where they would anoint this girl or rub oil on her and it would be Truma oil. Which means, therefore, it's like eating. And since it's Tumah Yotzeit Migufa, they had to put it in the mikvah. Tanya, v'lo yichalut kosher b'nei Yisrael et asher yimul Adonai, v'avot asach v'tashoteh. It's there to extend the violation of a zar or a tameh, partaking of truma, even if they're just rubbing it on or drinking it. Shotel amalikra, what do I need a pasuk for drinking? Shtiyah yichal achila, shtiyah is a subset of achila. We know it from Kippur and several other places. El Rabot Asach Kishote, meaning it's there to extend that even if you're putting on oil, it's like drinking. Perhaps this is the source, a very famous source from Kippur. That's like water into him and like oil on his bones. So rubbing oil is like drinking. And therefore, when it comes to Truma, this little girl, they would be rubbed down with oil even at a very tender age, so they had to put her in the mikvah. So Yachi did Dan Nami. So now let's go back to the essential issue, which is why don't we regard all of our girls as being Nida from day one? The answer is An Nashin and Isha V'Isha, as I mentioned at the beginning. The Kutim did not observe all of our traditions, and they also did not accept our exegesis. We have an exegesis on the word Ve'Isha, Kitazuv Zov Dama, and that Vav is there to extend it, as we'll see in a moment, down to a girl from the very earliest age. Since the Kutim do not accept this, and therefore they say that a girl under age, meaning under 12, is not subject to the laws of Nida, therefore, so we accept V'isha, and therefore if we see a little girl done, we'll separate her and do what needs to be done. So Allah goes Rabbana, therefore there's no reason to make a gzera on us. But they don't accept that drasha. If they see a little girl with dam, they won't separate her from anybody. And therefore they had to make the gzeira on them. Now, my isha v'isha, what is this drasha? The Tanya, isha, in the context of nida, ainli ela isha tinok bat yom echad l'nida minayin. How do I know that a girl even one day old could be a nida? Tamen lomar v'isha. Okay, now let's take a look at that. Alma ki merabi kra, so we see that when the text extends from an adult down, but Yom Echad Merabi, it goes all the way down to one day, which makes sense because there really is no other point between being a newborn and being an adult that we could definitively point to and say that's a watershed moment. Or Minhu, watch the challenge. Isha in the El Isha Tinok Epat Gimel Shenim V'Yom Echad L'Biyaminayin. How do I know that a girl from the age of 3 is already Ruya L'Biya and her Biya is a Biya? Tamad Lomar V'Isha. Alright, so now we see that the text is willing to extend us, but not all the way down to one day. So Amarava Hilchataninu Asachir Rabban on Christ. So he says one of these is really Halachal Moshe Sinai, and they relied it on a pasuk, but it's not really coming from the pasuk because the pasuk itself is not going to give us that. So our question is, Hey Krava Hey Hilchata, which one of the drashot is really from the Mikra, and which is the Halachal Moshe Sinai with the Asvachta? Even my Jomachad Hilchata Vacholoshen Vimachad Kra. If you want to say that the Dam Nida starting at day one, that's the Halachal Moshe Sinai, and the 3 years, that's the pasuk. Krastamach TV, the pasuk doesn't say anything about 3 years, it just says Ve'isha. Ella, Bakimal Shonim Ve'Mechad Hilchata. The 3 year mark, that is something that's somewhat arbitrary, and up to Chazal to define, and therefore it's Halachal Moshe Sinai. Bat Yom Echad Krab, Bat Yom Echad is from the pasuk, because the pasuk is essentially saying, it's not only Isha, it's any female. Okay, Me'achad Hilchata Kral Amali. So now once we have the Halachal Moshe Sinai, what do we need the pasuk to tell us? The isha. The answer is limute ish meodem, to say that a man who has red is not tamei, meaning that it's only an isha, even now an isha of a very young age, who has zov dama is tameyab, not a man. All right, let's see if that will hold. We're going to go further. Hadatanya isha in the el isha bat asarei miziva minayin. So in the pasuk about ziva, it says ve isha. And how do I know that it's not just an adult, but even a girl who's 10 days old, which means she might have seen Dam on the first day of her life, the next 7 days are Yimei Nida, the next three are Yimei Ziva, so she sees Dam anytime in the first week of her life, and then for days 8, 9, and 10, on day 10 she's already a Zava. How do I know it could be that early? Tamalomar Ve'isha. So now Lama Li, Ligmar Mi Nida. What do I need that Drasha for? I could learn it from the first Drasha. Just like Nida, so Zava. The answer is Tzricha. Yikat Rachman Abinida, if we only had the first Rasha, Avimena Nida, Mishum Dechicha Zoi, Yachad Yom, Bailamate of Zion. Anida, the minute she sees Dam, has 7 days of too much, doesn't have to Badika, has nothing to check. Aval Zava, the Yichaza Chad Yoma, a Zava, if she sees one day, Mishum Yom, Kenigid Yom Sagila, she only has to keep the next day. So therefore, Amalo, maybe a little girl can't be a Zava at all. So therefore, tzricha, therefore I need the drasha about a zava also. So now flip it. Think about this. If the Torah tells us that a 10-day-old girl could be a zava, meaning from the first possible moment she could be a zava, then I know she obviously has to be able to be a nida, because you can't be a zava without being a nida, because ziva can only start after your first or any time that you were nida, and then 7 days later. So enachanam, you're right. Really, we don't need the drasha nida. Ve'ela kral amali, so what's the pasuk for them? Uta ish me'odim, again, to exclude a man from being tamei from his own blood. Ha me'at techad azimna, you already used one exclusion. The answer is, chad amutim shechvat zera, chad amutim midam. One is to tell us that if a man has shechvat zera, we're not going to consider it like ziva. And the other is that if he has dam, we're not going to consider it like ziva. So we'd exclude him on both fronts. Okay, v'chein in zcharim. By the way, what we just said is true about males. The Tanya ish ish matam lomar ish ish. Why does it say ish ish ki yazav? Rabot tinok ben yom echad. That even a baby 1 day old could be like that. Now you don't need 10 days with a boy, because with a boy the issue that makes the shichvat zera into ziva is not the calendar, but it's really the substance, texture, and color. So Shumatam Ziva, Diva Rabbi Yehuda says, Ish Ish is there to teach me that even 1 day old could be a Zav, a boy. Ein Sarich means, I agree with your halacha, but you didn't need that pasuk to get there. Harehu Omer, La Zachar V'Lan Akivat, the end of Parsha Metzora, it says, this is the Tumat, La Zachar V'Lan Akivat, it doesn't say Ish V'Isha, the Zachar Nekivat, which means Zachar Kol Shu, Zachar V'Nshu Gadov V'Nshu Katan, and Kivat, Kol Shu Nekivat, V'Nshu Gadov V'Nshu Katan. Zachar means any male, no matter how young, and Nekivat means any female, no matter how young. So then why does it say ish ish? The usual rhetoric. So again, we're going to say that the text that extends either by virtue of ish ish or by zachar extends all the way down to day one. Or minu ish ein liela ish penteshed v'yemechad minayin. This is again ish in the context of shichvat zera. How do we know shichvat zera of a 9-year-old boy is meaningful? And by the way, it's not meaningful below that. Tamad omar ve'ish in the context of ziva. Amarava hechataninu asvachinu rabbanon akray. Again, same answers we had before. That one of these ages is halachal moshe sinai, and the pasuk ve'ish is an asmachta. And again, same question. Which one is the halacha mashasina? Which is the pasuk? If you think one day is the halacha, 9 years old is the pasuk, the pasuk doesn't say nine, it just says ve'ish. Nine years old, that's the halacha. One day old, for ziva, that is the pasuk. Again, the muta isha min loven. So now we say the inverse thing, which is once we have the halacha, we're reading the pasuk. The pasuk is ish ish to tell me, but a woman can't be tmeya if she has that white come out. So now, they sum up this whole thing. Why do we need this whole drasha matrix for women and this drasha for men? The answer is tzrichi. Again, we're going to prove that each one has a chumrah, and therefore we couldn't learn the other one from it. If the Torah only told us that zcharim, ziva can go all the way down to one day, because a zav can become tamei, even in one day, if he has three re'iot, a girl could see all the dam in the world in one day, she's still, shomer yom keneged yom, she needs 3 days in a row. Right? So a boy is more chamur. Aval nekevet, lo matam, re'iot kevi yamim, emalo, maybe girls shouldn't be all the way down to one day. Because the rachman on the kevet, if the Torah, lo matam, nekevet, shum de kamatamu ba'ones, a girl has seized dam, it doesn't matter why she saw dam. It could be she saw dam because she got excited, or because she was running around, or anything else. Dam is dam. But if a man has ziva, we ask him all these different questions, the seven questions we asked him. As per the Mishnah in Zavim, did you eat a lot of hot food? Did you drink? Did you run around? Whatever it might be that might have caused it, in which case he's tahor. So amalo, therefore I would think that if I only knew that about a woman, I wouldn't apply it to a man, because a man, it doesn't become tamei so quickly. And therefore, I need both, so tzricha. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, and we will conclude our analysis of the Mishnah and the rest of the status of the Kutim. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.